from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice! Nice!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike and Bo hanging out with QB1, Kirk Cousins, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. First of all, we got to start with this morning, man, because the power being off. How crazy was the morning for you guys, man? And, you know, what kind of changes did you make, and who kind of took the reins on that?
Well, it went last night, and we assumed it might come back on quickly. And when it didn't, after a while, they said we could go home if we needed air conditioning. So I was pretty soft and got in my car and drove home. Got a good night of sleep. But it was still off this morning. And our staff, our support staff, just did an excellent job of, you know, getting us food and setting up the schedule and getting the field ready. And we still had a very productive morning. And that, I think, is a big testament to coaches and staff just trying to make it as seamless as possible. So we got a lot of work done. Yeah.
Well, one of the good things about that is you move up practice just a little bit. It's a nice gentle breeze out here. it's your first, from what I understand, it's your first training camp in the South, right? I mean,
Richmond, Virginia and Washington was pretty hot and humid, but yeah. But yes, the true South. If you don't want to call Richmond the South, this is definitely warm. It's not Minnesota.
Has anybody given you any tips to make you help you deal with some of the heat down here? I know that it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think you just got to be in it. I think your body acclimates. I think your blood thins a little bit, and so, you know, I think we're getting used to it, and it's good to be out in it and getting the work in, going full speed, and I think we've handled it well so far.
You know, one of the things that's been coming out of camp with you is the relationship with you and Jesse Bates. You guys are clearly meeting, and Jesse had talked about he's taking things back to the secondary, and, you know, obviously you're taking things back to your guys. How did you guys come up with that and kind of set that up, and how is it for you? What are you learning from that?
Yeah, he intercepted me yesterday, so he's probably taken more from those meetings than I am, but it was also a reminder that he may be a little different than your average safety, so... No, I think it was just in the spring, you know, hey, you know, could we watch film and we need to do it more, you know, we need to find the time to keep doing it. But, you know, I kind of see him as the quarterback of the defense a little bit. And he's a problem. You know, it's tough when you drop back. It's Ed Reed. It's Troy Polamalu. It's you drop back and you're like, I see where Jesse is, but I don't think he's going to end up there. And so it kind of puts something in the back of your mind. And it's hard to play fast. It's hard to play decisive. And, you know, safeties want to be in their position. They want to do their job. And I think at times when you can know things well enough to say, I'm going to leave my job but not hurt the team because I can go help somebody and go make a play, you better know what you're doing. And he does.
I know that reads will take you certain places in a play, but how often do you kind of – go against the read to, A, keep a guy involved in the play and know that the ball will come to him, or just put a guy up to bat to build that chemistry and trust?
Yeah, I think you just said it. In training camp especially, I want to see guys have to make 50-50 catches. I want to see guys have a chance to make a play. So, you know, a guy may not be as open as I want him to be during the season, but I'll still throw it because I say, hey, I want to see what this guy can do. And so you may not have as quite a high of a completion percentage in training camp, but you're trying to experiment a little bit and let coaches evaluate and see. So there was some of that even today. And then when you get to the real thing, you probably want to be as, you know, efficient as you can. And if you got to progress, you got to progress.
Hanging out with Kirk Cousins here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Kirk, one of the, you know, we talk about relationships with Jesse Bates. One of the intriguing things for me, you know, I played here with T.J. Yates. I actually played in the Senior Bowl with Zach Robinson. Yeah. I mean, those guys, Zach is, you know, draft class of 2010, T.J. 2011. You're right after them.
Right.
That's such an interesting thing when you talk about coaches and how close you are all in age. What's that relationship been like with that? I mean, you guys play golf together, anything like that? And I know that's got to be fun to hang out with guys that have been in your shoes.
Yeah, and honestly, I think they know football, you know, better than me. So I'm still a sponge trying to learn from them. And, you know, I had young coaches in Washington with Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur. They weren't that much older than me. And then you go to Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell's only 3 years older than me, I think, 4 years older than me. And Chris O'Hara, my quarterback coach in Minnesota, was younger than me. So I don't really care too much about age. If you know ball and you can help me, then I'm going to listen and I'm going to be coachable. And that's what we got with TJ and Zach.
One of the other cool things, speaking of quarterbacks that really know their ball, Matt Ryan got a chance to speak to the team this offseason. And that's such an integral part, I think, for any Atlanta Falcon is knowing Matt Ryan, knowing his history. Obviously, you faced off with Matt in the past, but what has that relationship been like? Have you got a chance to kind of, you know, pick his brain a little bit about not only, you know, the game of football, but this organization and what has he been able to share with you?
Yeah, we had a good phone call when I first signed with the Falcons. Just wanted to touch base with them and ask some questions about all things Atlanta and Atlanta Falcons, and he was an open book, very helpful. And then, you know, really emphasized, just say, I'm always here as a resource. And I've texted with him a few times, and I've studied, went back now and studied some of his best seasons and try to take some notes. And I'm going to, when I finish that study, I want to get together with him again and kind of talk through it and see, hear it from his perspective. So there's more to go there too, just like with Jesse Bates. Like, one conversation is great, but I'd rather have, you know, 10 or 12 with Matt, because there's so much to learn. So we'll keep getting there.
Speaking of Sean McVay and then, you know, up in Minnesota, you've been running the system for a few years. How easy has it been, that transition coming to Zach Robinson, his first year as a play caller, and kind of learning how he wants to do things?
Yeah, like you said, there's still changes. You know, it's still Zach's offense now, and so there's some wrinkles. And because I was in Minnesota for 2 years while Zach was in L.A. for 2 years, they evolved in L.A. And so now he's coming to Atlanta with some thoughts that in Minnesota we didn't bring with us there. So there's still some change, and then you add the personnel differences. And so we do have a lot of, oh, I didn't know you wanted that, or okay, I better understand that now. So we still have to kind of work through those kinks.
Speaking of the personnel, you and Kyle Pitts seem like you have instant chemistry. Obviously, Pitts had a great rookie season, and it's kind of been derailed a couple of years, but it looks like he is back 100%, and the connection between you guys, even over the Saturday night event, has been really good so far.
Yeah, we just got to keep him healthy, first of all. You know, I think injuries have hurt him the last couple of years, and so if we can keep him, you know, at his best, I think he'll show up. And then we just got to put him in, you know, opportunities to really be successful, you know, give him those chances where he's able to be at his best. And I think we want to be, you know, pretty multiple in what we do and spread the ball around, and he's going to be a big part of that.
Finishing up with quarterback Kirk Cousins here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Kirk, listen, that's enough football for right now. Let's pivot. obviously, you know, you found some newfound stardom with the quarterback series and all that, and a lot has been made about you moving down here, having, you know, family close, your wife being from the Alpharetta area. Listen, I've been around my in-laws enough to know it can be a little bit different. What's that relationship been like, and how cool has it been to actually, you know, live in a city where your wife is from?
Well, we get good grandparent help, I can tell you that. No, they're
thing,
awesome. Yeah, it is. My in-laws are pretty laid back, so I've always felt comfortable around them. And what's fun is they love sports. And so the fact that the Atlanta Falcons would dominate our life, they look at us and they go, of course it would. Like, the Atlanta Falcons has dominated their lives for a bunch of years before I ever played for them. So it's such a natural transition for them. They were out of practice just the other day and enjoyed watching and being a part of it all. So it's fun. I think, you know, it's a little living a dream a bit for them because of how much the Atlanta sports teams have meant to them all these years. And now I want to deliver on that, you know, and I want to see my father-in-law at the Super Bowl, you know, watching us win. And so we got a long ways to go to get there, but that's certainly a dream of mine.
Your wife, obviously a Georgia grad, much has been made about that. I'm assuming her parents, Georgia fans. Do they remember the bowl game where you squared off with Georgia? And I wonder if they were watching thinking, hey, that guy's a pretty good quarterback.
Well, after that bowl game is when Julie and I met. So that was kind of how I met them, was through that bowl game. But it was quite a game. They did not. My father-in-law was not in a good mood. And Julie said, Dad, we're going to go meet, you know, the opposing team quarterback because we have a family friend who knows him. And my father-in-law said, I don't want to do that. So he actually stood off away from the Michigan State bus and crowd where I met Julie. He stood away. And he said, I don't want to do this. He was pacing. He was upset.
Did you give him like a distant wave? Like, hey.
I didn't. But he, he loves the dogs. He's got season tickets. He watches every game. It means so much to him. He'll go to all the bowl games. The whole in-laws basement that I stay in, I mean, there's murals of Uga, photos of Ringo's interception to seal the national championship. I mean, it's everywhere. And so I am adopted as a dog, you know. So I've been to the G-Day. I've pet Uga. You know, I'm 2 feet in, and it is nice to know that, hey, in that one game I played him, we did win. So I got that. But I threw 3 interceptions in the game, so I don't take much credit on that victory. Georgia kind of got the best of me that day, but at least we did win, and now I'm Georgia ride or die.
All right, I know when you got here, you talked about Cookout was your place. You love Cookout, but you've been here for a little bit now. Have you either gotten sick of Cookout and need something else? And what's your alternate place now?
So we got back from second year high school the other night, late practice, and there was snack, but guys were like, hey, what do we do for dinner? And I thought, you know, where do we go? And a teammate goes, let's go to Parma. And I said, okay, I don't know what Parma is. And they said, well, Google it. So I Google it. The first thing that comes up is a Krispy Kreme burger. And I just said, yes, like somebody in this universe gets me.
I've had it.
So apparently Drew Dahlman went there, and he eats really clean. You know, he takes care of himself. And he said to the waitress or waiter, he said, how many people actually order this? And the waiter said, you'd be surprised, a lot. Like, people are just coming in here. And so Drew said that was kind of a sad commentary on society. But I told Drew, I said, I'm one of those people. Like, I'm one of those people who's going to go in there proudly and order it someday. I haven't been yet, but I'm very excited. It's on my to-do list. Get to Parma, get the Krispy Kreme burger, and just see what's going on. And it's not a donut sliced in half. It's two donuts, one on top. I mean, that's right up. That's speaking my love language.
I think that's speaking all of our love language, all right? This circle anyways. So this really hasn't applied to you in training camp, but we've been asking everybody, and we've got some very emphatic answers on the Guardian cap. And would guys ever wear it in a game?
Oh,
and there's and Drake London probably had the most I felt researched answer on it, yeah. But would you ever wear it in a game if, you know, I mean, obviously you can, but would you ever wear it?
I've never thought about it for myself. I guess because I'm always wearing a red jersey in practice, I don't really think about it. But apparently you could get one that would have the Falcons logo, so it would look like the helmet. I mean, if we really care about player health and safety, we probably should, right? But, apparently they make a helmet now that it was tested, and it's safer than wearing a Guardian cap, and guys still don't wear that helmet.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I don't know. My helmet's done the job for years. It's done the job. So I think that's part of the problem. Even Tom Brady was saying that when they made him change his helmet of, I'm very happy with my helmet. I've had great outcomes. Why do I need to change? I think there's a lot of that going on.
Well, hey, Kirk, we're happy to have you in Atlanta, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and good luck this season.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Awesome stuff from QB1. Kirk Cousins yesterday hanging out with me and Bo after practice. And I got a lot of takeaways. First and foremost, him talking about Jesse Bates being the quarterback of the defense and kind of comparing the way he plays safety to Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed. But guys, just as personable as you can possibly imagine, man. I could have talked to that guy for half an hour.
The answer about training camp and how he'll you know, because Archie and I were talking about this. It's full transparency. That's how that question came up. Archie and I were talking about training camp and what guys do and you know, talking about Reed takes you over here, but still keeping a guy involved and going there to put him at the bat to build that trust. It kind of reminds me of when we see guys do rehab assignments in baseball or spring training, right? And how they'll be working on a pitch or something, and they're like, oh, man, he's terrible. He's not ready. And then he comes up and he throws, you know, what Bryce Elder does like that. It's because they're working on stuff. And that's why you can't overreact to every single thing that happens in camp. It's why I don't know how to watch camp anymore because I don't want to make a big deal about it stuff. But then again, I'm like, man, that was awesome. And so, you know, you just kind of get in this thing where you don't know what to think of things.
I have so much respect for Kirk Cousins, and even more so after listening to that interview. And I think he's at one of the best places he's ever been in his career. We knew he was a leader in Minnesota, but this is a different kind of leadership that Kirk is showing us here in Atlanta. There's a young team. He's got a lot to really just make his own here. And I think he's really stepping into that. It's really nice. And he's so personable with everybody. Dude. To you guys, to third string, whoever, it doesn't matter. He wants to know who you are, where you came from, why you are the way you are. Makes him a great teammate. It's going to make this football team a better team. I think Kirk Cousins being around, we are just starting to scratch the surface on the benefits of that.
Yeah, that's a great call. He actually asked me a couple questions before we even turned the microphone on. I was like, all right, man. Hey, we're here to talk to you, buddy. Man, look, we're going to talk more about that Kirk Cousins interview.
He liked my hat.
There you go. Can't wait. We're going to talk about that Kirk Cousins interview continuing. More Falcons to come. We'll go in the huddle. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. This hour brought to you by Zero Risk, smart, lasting, clean. Make sure you stick with us. Atlanta Braves talk on the other side. Sports Radio 99 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Travis d'Arnaud, are they going to do it again? Deep left center, yes! Twice today, back to back, for Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud.
That's the beautiful and sultry sounds of Brendan Gaudin on Valley Sports. You will hear that on Xfinity starting tonight. I won't prematurely say it anymore, Bo. Sports Radio 9:10 The Game.
Am I supposed
it's
to not
the
say
morning
anything?
Shift, Squid Billy, Mike Johnson, Maria Martin, kind enough to hang out with us for a third time, second day in a row. Happy to have her back in the fold. But the Braves last night, guys, it's weird to look down and honestly see that Pierce Johnson got the win last night, because Chris Sale, a little bit rocky to start. But Chris Sale has this ability, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. The reason that a guy like Chris Sale, not only because of velocity and action on the ball, but this different from a Bryce Elder of the world, is because Chris Sale, when he doesn't have his best stuff, can settle in and get hitters out with what seems like pure grit. Like, he just looks angry on the mound after he gives up a home run. He settles in last night and is able to get it done the last few innings.
Well, I actually think that some of that is due to the velocity that he has on the ball, because Chris Sale can kind of get irked and mad and irritated himself. And he can not only rely on that velocity and that pure power that he can blow you, but he's kind of a veteran, and he knows some tricks. He knows what to get away with. I think we forget Bryce Elder is literally in year three of major league pitching. You remember he came up for a short stint in 22, and he came up for some spot starts, and it was good or bad. It was no in between.
Yeah.
And then he had last year where he had a few moments where he didn't have his best stuff, but he was able to grind it out. But you also had an offense that could just overpower everyone. And then it just came off the wheels, and then you saw what he had from two nights ago. But Chris Sale did not have his best stuff, got in early trouble. My favorite thing about Chris Sale, Maria, is that when you see Snitker coming out in the seventh inning, and Sale puts the ball in his glove like, I'm not coming off the mound. And then Snitker looked at him, he hands him the ball, and then Sale, like, you know, he wasn't overly demonstrative, but he showed his displeasure with himself and how personally takes it.
That's one of the things that people are so attracted to when it comes to Chris Sale, if you're a fan of the team. Now, it can annoy you, obviously, if you're a fan of a different team.
Right.
But I think I have so much respect for Chris because he's a gamer. He can change the way that the game is going just in the way that he carries himself to and from the mound and even in the dugout. And guys feed off of that. I mean, we've seen what he did with the Red Sox. This guy is so competitive. And still, as long as he doesn't been playing baseball, he still looks the exact same in the way that he approaches the game, and I think it's awesome. And you know, this is the ninth straight game where he hasn't given up more than two runs. He is showing us that anybody can come back from injuries, anybody can have this comeback story that we've seen. I mean, he's an all-star again. This has been really exciting because I remember when he was signed back in December, a lot of people were confused and really upset with Alex Anthopoulos. Why would you pick up a guy who's barely played baseball in the last couple of years and has been really hurt?
Injury prone, journeyman.
And technically he was. I mean, that was pretty fair. Yeah. But guess what? He's not injury prone right now. And that's a credit to the Braves. You know, they've utilized him in a really nice way. They haven't rushed his starts. It's been able to give him a little bit of extra rest, which I think he's really needed. But this is a guy, come playoff time, if we're going to talk about the playoffs and the Braves being in the playoffs, you need somebody like Chris Sale, and that frustration that you're talking about, Bo, on the mound, that stuff is so critical when you get deep into the postseason. They are closer now than they have been since June to the top of the division. Guys like Chris Sale will help them get there.
I'm glad you brought that up, too. And we got, 45 seconds to talk about this before we get in the huddle. But I want to get everybody on record here. Are the Braves going to make a run at this division? Because they're closer now, like Maria said, than they have been. You win four of the last five. Thinking of what happened last Thursday and Friday, you were like, no way. And then you win four of your last five. You're coming home to play a Marlins team that looks completely different than it did a week ago. They can piece together some wins. They might be able to have their eyes on the top of that division.
Well, I'll go first because I think they have it. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but yes, I think they can make a run. I don't believe they play a team over 500 for like the next month. It feels like they just beat two of three of one of the best teams in baseball. And so there's no doubt in my mind. And the Phillies are playing their worst stretch of baseball. So, yeah, they can make a run. Whether they get it done or not, I don't know. But they're definitely make a run for it, I think.
Four straight losses for the Phillies, two straight wins for the Braves. Baseball's a funny game, and they play a really long season, which people tend to forget sometimes, and they get frustrated with what the Braves are doing. I think they make a run. I don't know that they win the division. And that might be a good thing. Yes, I said it. It might be a good thing because they could continue to play baseball and not
Great
have
point.
A break because they've had a break the
Great
last
point.
2 years, and look what happened to them. They fizzled out early.
Yeah. The Phillies, like Dylan just said, Meyer, they're going to play the Dodgers and the Mariners over the next week or so. So everything's starting to come back around from where it was earlier in the year. It feels like when the Phillies were playing a bunch of layups and the Braves were not. So that'll be fun to see that kind of play out. All right, let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
It happened again. Jets fans paying attention to the back and forth between Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Garrett Wilson. This happened a couple days ago when we talked about it. Looks like it happened again yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, look, man, it's just a couple guys talking football.
G and I got a great relationship. We spend time together off the field. On the field, there's a way of doing things that we both agree on. And when it doesn't look exactly how we want it to, sometimes there's some side conversations that happen. I love those conversations, though. I mean, it's about the details. It's about winning. It's about seeing what he sees. You know, he's got to get on my page, but I got to get on his page, too, because he's got a whole book that I need to understand fully of skill set and ability and feel and rhythm and all the different things that he does out there. So those are good conversations. They might appear to be much more heated than they are. But there's usually a smile on our face afterwards, at least one of us.
Garrett Wilson downplayed the incident, too. He said, it's truly enlightening for me every time we have problems. Despite how it may look, I'm just an emotional, passionate guy. Maria, if you're a Jets fan, do you get worried about the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson? Because these are two guys, despite having been around each other for years, that just haven't played a ton together.
I mean, you certainly want them to get along, but they don't have to.
Right.
You know, they really,
necessity.
They don't have to. And at the end of the day, I think they're challenging each other, which is probably a better sign. It means they both care about what's happening on the field. I actually saw a funny thing with Kay Adams from NFL Network. She told Garrett Wilson, I have a theory that you guys are doing it for the cameras because I watched you guys off camera.
Didn't look like to me that anybody was acting.
And
I'll say that.
Yeah. And she said, it looks like you guys are friends. And he said, I don't know. We're just competitive. So I think at least it shows that they're passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah. I think the maturity part of Wilson is when he went on to say is that, hey, these things are helping me get better. And Aaron can make your life real easy. And it's my job to be on the details. And he's about them. I think it's a young, passionate guy who's not used to someone getting in his face. And because he's used to being the big guy, and he's not played with an Aaron Rodgers-type quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers is also used to doing everything the way he wants it, and he's quite the contrarian, as we've all seen.
Right.
So it's just two contrasting personalities kind of coming together. And look, they'll get together because ultimately they both want to win, and that's the most important thing, and they understand that. You know, it's like we said with Kirk Cousins. Like, you know, you're just kind of realizing what you can get from people and how you can trust them and how far you can push them.
Yeah, well, speaking of two guys that really want to win, let's go up to Pittsburgh for this next piece of news. We have talked about kind of the, you know, competition throughout training camp up for Pittsburgh, who we will see earlier in the year between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Well, it was a little interesting to hear what Russell Wilson's had to say about this. He's kind of taking on more of a mentor role.
Yeah, I think, you know, more than anything else, we've known each other for some years now. And, you know, I've always tried to be a mentor in some way to him. You know, we've always texted, called, whatever it may be in the past. And the same thing now, you know, I'm just, you know, I believe that when you give as much knowledge that I have or experience or gone through, you know, it comes back in return for you in the long run. You know, we're a team. We're always trying to work to get better together. And, you know, everything that every rep that he's taking, I'm learning. Vice versa, every rep that I'm taking, he's learning. And all the other quarterbacks as well. And when we're not in there, we're just processing from the drill work. We're always talking, communicating. So I think that's a critical thing to being successful as a team.
Yeah, real quick, Bo, I mean, is there any chance that this turns into an actual competition? I think that it's early enough in the year we're going to see Russell Wilson take the field against the Falcons, but I'll be curious to see where that team's at in December, especially with that offense they're going to be running.
Well, it depends on how much Russell Wilson decides to freelance in games, because I don't think Arthur Smith's a fan of that kind of stuff. And then, but his other option is a guy that is also going to freelance.
I was going to say, they're kind of one and the same in that, right?
No, I don't think Russell Wilson is the better quarterback. I think he's still the better quarterback. You know, it's fun to talk about these things, and Justin Fields is the guy, no matter where he goes, he's going to get hyped to be, because he's so talented as an athlete, and we've seen some things at quarterback that jump off the page, but the reality is consistency is something Russell Wilson has been or has had, and we have not seen that yet out of Justin Fields' play as a quarterback.
Maria, is a guy like Russell Wilson going into an Arthur Smith scheme with Justin Fields kind of at his back? I know he's saying he's being a mentor, but, man, I can't imagine two personalities for quarterbacks being more different than those two guys.
They could not be more different if they tried. And so I think there's going to be a lot of not a lot of mentoring, in my opinion. He can say he's mentoring him all you want, but also Justin has opened some eyes up there in Pittsburgh.
Right.
He's flashed a little
bit.
And
he looks happy.
He does.
Justin Fields looks happy.
I mean, I don't know how he could have been happy in Chicago, so we discussed this yesterday. And so I think that this is a new page for Justin. I think you're going to start to see some refreshing things. And I said this a long time ago, whenever he went to Chicago, this is the best thing that happened for Justin Fields. Watch out for him, because he is really talented, like you said. I think that he could be the quarterback in Pittsburgh.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Coming up on the other side of the break, Atlanta United's Brooks Lennon will join the morning shift. And I got one question. You sign a guy that's been playing in Italy and is from Russia. How long do you go before you take him to Waffle House? We'll talk with Brooks Lennon next. That's coming up on the other side of the break. It's the morning shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Maria Martin, kind enough to hang out with us for a third time. Actually, Maria, I didn't know that you'd come back after the last couple of times we've had you, but happy to have you.
I am very happy to be here. I'm happy to be awake today and see the sunshine outside.
It's a different vibe when you can look out the window and see sun coming up over the city, man, than as opposed to being in the studio up there in Flowery Branch. But we're not up there today because the Falcons have the day off. They will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow night for that live open practice. If you're a fan and want to get out there, make sure you check it out. You know who else knows a lot about Mercedes-Benz Stadium? That's Atlanta United defender Brooks Lennon, who joins us live here on the morning shift. And Brooks, thanks for hanging out with us. And look, this team doesn't look anything like it did 2 or 3 months ago, obviously with the coaching change and a couple of guys who have gone to different teams. But you guys continue to play hard. And I'm just curious, man, as the captain and one of the leaders of this team, how do you continue to get all these guys just pointing in the right direction and playing so gritty?
Yeah, no, I think it's it's tough, like you said, you know, having guys come kind of in and out and, you know, we've had some important players, you know, go on and move on to different teams. So, you know, the thing that we try to focus on here is keeping a strong culture and, you know, a positive environment in training and making sure that every single person on the roster is ready because, you know, we're going to need them. And, you know, we've almost used everybody, you know, top to bottom this year. So, you know, it's been great to see, and you can see, you know, a lot of the young guys are really giving everything they have to get minutes. And, you know, I think the entire team is showing fight and heart. And, you know, we might be down some of our star players, but we're still getting results.
Well, I'm glad
you know, we beat, you know, Columbus, which is one of the best teams in the league with, you know, not our strongest roster, which is great to see.
I'm glad you put it that way, too, because Garth Lagerwey has said it a couple of times now, and he kind of points to the fact that, look, we want guys that want to be in Atlanta long-term. We want prime-age players, like he said, that want to be in Atlanta long-term. To me, Brooks, you're that guy. Like, we're so happy to have you as part of Atlanta United. But how important is that, do you think, moving forward for this team, that, hey, we can kind of settle in maybe for a couple of years, get some prime-age guys that we can really make a run at a championship with?
Yeah, no, I think that's super important. I think when you look at any – successful organization, you know, they always have kind of a core group of players that you can build on. And I see myself as one of those of those core players. And you know, I'm going to continue to try to use my leadership capabilities to lead this group and this team. And you know, hopefully in the future we can win another MLS Cup and bring some joy to the city.
Brooks, you've known Rob Valentino, your interim coach, for a really long time, and he's done this before, but he's doing it again, and he's doing a great job. Describe what he's like when he takes over a team and he's leading you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Rob knows us all very, very well. He's been at the club since the beginning, and you know, he's been the interim coach before for this team, and it's obviously been a lot of change and different players, but he's always had kind of the same mentality and mindset and how to lead us. And, you know, I think it all starts in training, like I said, with the hard work that, you know, we've been putting in. And we've had some of the toughest sessions we've had all year, you know, under Rob. And I think the way you train is going to translate to how you play at Mercedes-Benz. So it's been very good and very competitive. And we're just going to continue to work hard to get results.
Well, one of the things we've been seeing lately is Saba time. That's what we like to call it whenever Saba gets in and scores. It feels like his kind of role has obviously gotten bigger and bigger. What have you seen over him over the course of the season and how he's grown with a bigger role with his team?
Yeah, I think you know, pointed to it perfectly. I think you know, he originally came in and as one of those players that, you know, you could see he had a bunch of quality, but, you know, at times he was kind of, you know, second choice almost to guys like Almada and Yakumakis. But, you know, those guys have moved on. So he's had to step up, you know, to a bigger role. And, you know, we kind of lean on players like him to, you know, to give us some attacking threat, and you've seen he's gotten some goals and assists for us, so it's great to see.
Brooks, you guys signed Alexei Mirnchuk from Atalanta. And look, it's going to be a while at least before we get to see him here in Atlanta as far as MLS play goes. But look, I think that it's so important for this team to kind of sign some of these guys, these designated players moving forward and kind of light this fan base back up. What kind of preview can you give us, at least from your understanding of what kind of player he is and what you think he can bring to this team?
Yeah, I think it's very important to kind of, you know, be signing players from Europe. And you see he's coming from a very good team. He's won the Europa League. And so he knows how to win. And it's super important to fill those roster spots, especially for our fans, for the excitement. You know, you move on with Almada and Giakoumakis and some of those guys that have done very well for our organization. And now, you know, to excite our fans, it's great to see, you know, a big signing like him. And, we're really looking forward to having him here.
Brooks, I was joking kind of a minute ago before we got you on the line. When you got a guy like Alexei Mirnchuk coming here who knows nothing about Atlanta, knows nothing about Georgia, I mean, what's those conversations like, man? Are you say, hey, man, let's head over to Waffle House, let's get some Chick-fil-A, you know, do you need some Coca-Cola? I mean, what are those conversations like when a guy like that comes into the locker room?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big culture change for a guy like that. Obviously, the weather, I think, is one of the main points. He's going to be coming in the middle of the summer heat and humidity, so that takes a little bit of adjusting. But also just trying to do everything we can to make him feel, you know, welcome and off the field as well. I know it's tough at times to move to a different country. And, I don't know if he's going to be coming over with his family or, what he's going to, what his situation is. So just trying our best to lead and make him feel at home so that, you know, he can make an impact for us right away.
All right, enough. Let's talk about the important stuff.
Here we
Brooks.
Go.
How's the golf game?
It's actually getting better. It's getting better and better.
My member guest is in September. You think you can make it?
Hey, Brooks, don't answer that. You don't want to play with him, I promise.
I'll try to make it. Anytime I get an offer to go out and play golf, I'm down.
Wait, we got 2 days. We got a Friday and a Saturday. I got to check the schedule for you. But look. Before we get to that, you know, because that'll be a tournament that I think you can carry us in. If you got the chance, if you were just said, hey, you got an invitation to play in one golf major, what would you pick? Would it be like the British Open? Would you go to a Masters? You know, U.S. Open?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. I think I would have to say the Masters just because Augusta and that course. I've been here 5 years already and still haven't gotten out there and seen the course and watched the tournament yet. So I've got to get out there at some point. But yeah, I'd have to go with that.
Yeah, the most finely manicured piece of property in the world.
Brooks. Exactly.
You will not believe it. That's Atlanta United defender Brooks Lennon hanging out with us. Brooks, you're always so much fun and kind with your time, buddy. We always appreciate it.
No, of course. Thanks for having me on.
I'll be in touch with those dates. I'll talk to Chris Winkler. We'll make it work.
Don't listen to this, man. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift, man. A lot of fun catching up with Brooks Lennon. Obviously, a big signing for them. Yesterday or 2 days ago when that news came down, Alexei Mirnchuk will join Atlanta United. And Brooks, obviously, welcoming him with open arms, as will any United fans. It's going to be a little bit, like I said, before we get to see him. And as far as MLS games go, we will see him, I believe, coming up this weekend in the Leagues Cup. But I think it's all the way into the mid-September before we see an MLS game back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh,
so
he might be free then.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to play with you.
I think he did. He sounded like he wanted to play
with me. I think he was just being nice, but yeah. That's just me.
He's a nice dude.
I don't know. He sounded very, I'll get out there.
You did say he could carry you guys, so yeah. He might do it then.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's going to have to if we're going to win. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, we got the wake-up call coming up next. If you want to talk to us, 404-726-0929. Maybe if you're headed to the open practice tomorrow, I want to hear from you as well. And your thoughts on the signing for Atlanta United. You can also hit us on the X at 929 Morning Shift. The Morning Shift rolls on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Maria Martin, kind enough to hang out with us for a third time. Actually, Maria, I didn't know that you'd come back after the last couple of times we've had you, but happy to have you.
I am very happy to be here. I'm happy to be awake today and see the sunshine outside.
It's a different vibe when you can look out the window and see sun coming up over the city, man, than as opposed to being in the studio up there in Flowery Branch. But we're not up there today because the Falcons have the day off. They will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow night for that live open practice. If you're a fan and want to get out there, make sure you check it out. You know who else knows a lot about Mercedes-Benz Stadium? That's Atlanta United defender Brooks Lennon, who joins us live here on the morning shift. And Brooks, thanks for hanging out with us, saying, look, this team doesn't look anything like it did 2 or 3 months ago, obviously with the coaching change and a couple of guys who have gone to different teams, but you guys continue to play hard. And I'm just curious, man, as the captain and one of the leaders of this team, how do you continue to get all these guys just pointing in the right direction and playing so gritty?
Yeah, no, I think it's tough, like you said, you know, having guys come kind of in and out and, you know, we've had some important players, you know, go on and move on to different teams. So, you know, the thing that we try to focus on here is keeping a strong culture and, you know, a positive environment in training and making sure that every single person on the roster is ready because, you know, we're going to need them. And, you know, we've almost used everybody, you know, top to bottom this year. So, you know, it's been great to see. And you can see, you know, a lot of the young guys are really giving everything they have to get minutes. And, you know, I think the entire team is showing fight and heart. And, you know, we might be down some of our star players, but we're still getting results.
Well, I'm glad
you know, we saw – Yeah, we beat you know Columbus, which is one of the best teams in the league, with you know not our strongest roster, which is great to see.
I'm glad you put it that way too, because Garth Lagerwey has said it a couple of times now, and he kind of points to the fact that look, we want guys that want to be in Atlanta long term. We want prime age players, like he said, that want to be in Atlanta long term. To me, Brooks, you're that guy. Like we're so happy to have you as part of Atlanta United. But how important is that, do you think, moving forward for this team? That hey, we can kind of settle in maybe for a couple of years, get some prime age guys that we can really make a run at a championship with.
Yeah, no, I think that's super important. I think when you look at any successful organization, you know, they always have kind of a core group of players that you can build on. And I see myself as one of those core players. And, you know, I'm going to continue to try to use my leadership capabilities to lead this group and this team. And, you know, hopefully in the future we can win another MLS Cup and bring some joy to the city.
Brooks, you've known Rob Valentino, your interim coach, for a really long time, and he's done this before, but he's doing it again, and he's doing a great job. Describe what he's like when he takes over a team and he's leading you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Rob knows us all very, very well. He's been at the club since the beginning, and you know, he's been the interim coach before for this team, and it's obviously been a lot of change and different players, but he's always had kind of the same mentality and mindset and how to lead us. And, you know, I think it all starts in training, like I said, with the hard work that, you know, we've been putting in. And we've had some of the toughest sessions we've had all year, you know, under Rob. And I think the way you train is going to translate to how you play at Mercedes-Benz. So it's been very good and very competitive. And we're just going to continue to work hard to get results.
Well, one of the things we've been seeing lately is Saba time. That's what we like to call it whenever Saba gets in and scores. It feels like his kind of role has obviously gotten bigger and bigger. What have you seen over him over the course of the season and how he's grown as a with a bigger role with his team?
Yeah, I think you pointed to it perfectly. I think you know he originally came in and as one of those players that, you know, you could see he had a bunch of quality, but, you know, at times he was kind of, you know, second choice almost to guys like Almada and Yakumakis. But, you know, those guys have moved on. So he's had to step up, you know, to a bigger role. And, you know, we kind of lean on players like him to, you know, to give us some attacking threat, and you've seen he's gotten some goals and assists for us, so it's great to see.
Brooks, you guys signed Alexei Mirnchuk from Atalanta, and look, it's going to be a while at least before we get to see him here in Atlanta as far as MLS play goes. But look, I think that it's so important for this team to kind of sign some of these guys, these designated players moving forward, and kind of light this fan base back up. What kind of preview can you give us, at least from your understanding of what kind of player he is and what you think he can bring to this team?
Yeah, I think it's very important to kind of, you know, be signing players from Europe. And you see he's coming from a very good team. He's won the Europa League. And so he knows how to win. And yeah, it's super important to fill those roster spots, especially for our fans, for the excitement. You know, you move on with Almada and Giakoumakis and some of those guys that have done very well for our organization. And now, you know, to excite our fans, it's great to see, you know, a big signing like him. And, you know, we're really looking forward to having him here.
Brooks, I was joking kind of a minute ago before we got you on the line. When you got a guy like Alexei Mirnchuk coming here who knows nothing about Atlanta, knows nothing about Georgia. I mean, what's those conversations like, man? Are you say, hey, man, let's head over to Waffle House, let's get some Chick-fil-A. You know, do you need some Coca-Cola? I mean, what are those conversations like when a guy like that comes into the locker room?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big culture change for a guy like that. Obviously, the weather, I think, is one of the main points. He's going to be coming in the middle of the summer heat and humidity. So, you know, that takes a little bit of adjusting. But also just trying to do everything we can to make him feel, you know, welcome and you know, off the field as well. I know it's tough at times to move to a different country. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be coming over with his family or, you know, what he's going to, you know, what his situation is. So just trying our best to lead and you know, make him feel at home so that, you know, he can make an impact for us right away.
All right, enough. Let's talk about the important stuff.
Here we
Brooks.
Go.
How's the golf game?
It's actually getting better. It's getting better and better.
My member guest is in September. You think you can make it?
Hey, Brooks, don't answer schedule. That. You don't want to play with him, I promise.
I'll try to make it. That's anytime I get an offer to go out and play golf, I'm down.
We got 2 days. We got a Friday and a Saturday. I got to check the schedule for you. But
okay.
But look. Before we get to that, you know, because that'll be a tournament that I think you can carry us in. If you got the chance, if you were just said, hey, you got an invitation to play in one golf major, what would you pick? Would it be like the British Open? Would you go to a Masters? You know, U.S.
Oh,
Open?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. I think I would have to say the Masters just because Augusta and that course. I've been here 5 years already and still haven't gotten out there and seen the course and watched the tournament yet. So I've got to get out there at some point. But yeah, I'd have to go with that.
Yeah, the most finely manicured piece of property in the world. Brooks.
Exactly.
You will not believe it. That's Atlanta United defender Brooks Lennon hanging out with us. Brooks, you're always so much fun and kind with your time, buddy. We always appreciate it.
No, of course. Thanks for having me on.
I'll be in touch with those dates. I'll talk to Chris Winkler. We'll make it work.
Don't listen to this, man. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift, man. A lot of fun catching up with Brooks Lennon. Obviously a big signing for them. Yesterday or 2 days ago when that news came down, Alexei Mirnchuk will join Atlanta United. And Brooks obviously welcoming him with open arms, as will any United fans. It's going to be a little bit, like I said, before we get to see him. And as far as MLS games go, we will see him, I believe, coming up this weekend in the Leagues Cup. But I think it's all the way into the mid-September before we see an MLS game back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh,
so
he might be free then.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to play with you.
I think he did. He sounded like he wanted to play.
I think he was just being nice, but yeah. That's just me.
He's a nice dude.
I don't know. He sounded very I'll get out there.
You did say he could carry you guys, so yeah. He might do it then.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's gonna have to. If we're gonna win. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, we got the wake up call coming up next. If you want to talk to us, 404-726-0929. Maybe if you're headed to the open practice tomorrow, I want to hear from you as well. And your thoughts on the signing for Atlanta United. You can also hit us on the X at 929 Morning Shift. The Morning Shift rolls on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.